You just held a team that's kind of an air raid type offense. Just over 200 yards. Found a way to overcome adversity. Things that went wrong. How do you do that? How do you keep doing that?
Oh, man. We got to win today. And just the amount of fight and grind and just how much we come out there each and every week and we start over and we work like we don't have any wins. We work like we haven't done anything. We work every week like we haven't done anything. So just the fight and the resiliency of this team to pull out a win and to hold an offense like theirs down like that is really amazing.
When you muff the punt and obviously they take over inside your territory and you're only up three, what's the mindset of that right there?
Man, we don't give up. We're not giving up anything in the red zone. And it's fourth quarter, so we got to get a fourth quarter shutout. So we're going to hold them. Oh, my bad. We're going to hold them to whatever it may be. And we know they need a field goal. They weren't going to put it in on us. So, I mean, we bend, but we never break. Bend, but we never break.
You keep losing people.
Mm-hmm.
Going out, and then somebody else makes a play. How much can you have? How can you keep doing that?
We always preach what's next, and we always preach next player up. So if you want to be a starter, you play like a starter. And so when we're in practice, everybody's playing like their starter because you never know what could happen. And so the twos play like ones, and the threes play like ones, and everybody just plays like ones because we have that. Everybody has the same standard, regardless of who you are, regardless of what age you are. Everybody has the same standard. So when it's your time, when your number's called, you got to be ready.
Baylor stacking up wins and rising up the rankings. The experiences of the past, how's that helped you guys deal with the success that you're having?
I feel like you have to, you know what I'm saying, you have to understand what it means like to feel that feeling of losing and to not be a really good team at that time. And just for me, these 3 years have just showed me what it takes to really win. Like, it takes a lot. It takes more than the average just going out there every day and just going through the motion. It takes effort. It takes all week. It takes everything. You have to come out there each and every week like you haven't done anything. And it's what's next, and we're on to the next game.
You didn't always believe that, though.
Absolutely.
You had to learn this, right?
It's all the process. Like, everybody's process is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get here, your process is different from mine because I've been here for 4 or 5 years. You know what I mean? So, just it's a process. It grows on you. You start getting used to it. You start understanding that you got to just live the process.
Jordan, I'm sure you'd rather win in a blowout, but do you like having the game in your hands like that where the defense has to go win it?
Oh, man, we love pressure. We love pressure. I mean, if we didn't have pressure, we'd never be able to show what kind of defense we are. If we just blew everybody out, that's, you know, it's easy to win when you up those many points. But when it's on your back and you have to win the game, that, I don't know, it puts hair on your chest.
you just won a game, Baylor did, for the first time in 13 years by scoring less than 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that was almost unfathomable before.
Right.
Think about that in this day and age of offense.
I mean, we just want to know. We want to know. I can give you all these other than that, but we just went out there and we fought, and we just found a way to win.
In the fourth quarter, you came free on a blitz, nearly got to the quarterback. couldn't quite finish it up, but do you like when your number's called in those situations?
Absolutely. We always preach, when the hat's on your head, you got to make the play. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's out there is going to be a point when the ball's up there or a person's on you. It's one-on-one tackle. It's a one-on-one play deep ball. It's a block that you have to get off. You have to win your one-on-one battle. And that's, I feel like that's what we preach, that we have to do our job at a high level. So whichever way your job and whichever way your number is called, make the play.
Jordan, last week when you guys had the open day, the three ranked Big 12 teams that played all lost.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it for you guys to make sure that didn't happen to you guys, make sure y'all didn't continue that trend tonight?
We wanted to learn from it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I can say we go 1-0 each and every week, but if we go 0-1, that's going to hurt. You know what I mean? So we don't want to lose. Like, we had to learn from this. Like, we came into the locker room and we talked about how this wasn't good enough. This was not a good Baylor football team tonight, and we need to fix that. We need to grow from it because we don't want to have that same feeling that, you know, those teams had, and we just got to keep growing from it.
Is it a good reminder that on any given week, I mean, you guys beat Kansas State 31-12 and then they go out and beat Oklahoma. Is it a good reminder that in this league anyone can win any week?
Absolutely. Our league is full of talent and just players from all over. There's so much speed in the Big 12, and if you don't come out there and play your best football, you can lose.
Jordan, I asked Coach Rule this. How do you guys keep away from hearing whether it was a pretty win or a dominant win? Because as you get more and more attention, people start to break down what you're doing, because 5-6 weeks ago they didn't care. How do you keep that from creeping into the locker room?
Oh, man. So we were talking about, you know, when you are playing good football, you have a target on your back. So, you know, we have a target. So now we had to come out each and every week and play. That's like, it's our best ball. And like, that's why I went to say earlier that we just come in every week and we act like we haven't done anything. We act like this is the beginning of the season. We're 0-0 because that's all that matters this week is that team. So we don't worry about the other noise. We don't care about our record. We don't care about any of that. We play about playing good football, because that's all that matters at the end of the day.
In a weird way, is it kind of a blessing that people care enough to criticize Baylor football at this point?
I mean, I really don't have any feelings on it.
You ever think that when you were growing up in Paris, Texas,
yes,
that you would be in this moment where you're on a team that has made this unbelievable almost resurrection, that you're of what that is like?
5 years ago in 2015 when I was leaving high school, I never thought I would be on this journey. But this journey of coming in and your coach getting fired, you know, all that. And I'm thankful for that whole staff, because, you know, they brought me here. Mm-hmm. They gave me an opportunity when I really didn't have any. And then growing and then meeting Coach Rule and just going through what we went through, a 1-11 season, 7-6, and now playing good football this year, and we just understanding what it means. I'm proud of who I've become, because I've grown a lot.
I'm sorry, you're two seasons removed from 1-11, and now America is getting a close up look at a culture change. How cool is it for you as one of the OGs to be part of that?
Man, I really look back on the 1-11 year. Taylor Young, Brian Nance, all those guys built this foundation. And though they didn't go, you know, it didn't go their way, they didn't get the recognition and the love that we're getting now, they are the stepping stones. They are the reason why we are playing good football now. And then if we go into 7-6 season, we got Ira, we got Greg, we got all those guys of that class. They just kept building, and we seen improvement. But now we had to take it in our hands. And being a senior, my class, we just took it as, you know, it's our time. Like, we have to step up. We all raised our game a little bit this year.
You talked about maybe struggling a little bit tonight. How do you still enjoy the
God, he's so good. He's coming along.
Oh, man.
Well,
what does that say about that? Kind of the metal and the...
We all just enjoy each other.